love all the deals we got in the clearance sale, but it was a lot of hassle to get through the crowd.
It wasn't easy, but the store was making room for new and better things. I'm Zach, and you're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. Have you gotten some good deals on clearance lately? Stores don't want to stock clothes that don't fit the new season. After all, who would want to wear a big winter coat on a warm spring day? Well, that's kind of like what you should do as a Christian, too. You may still have habits or attitudes that don't fit with your new life. Turn from those sins and find a new spiritual outfit, like it says in Colossians 3:12. As God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Our story today is called End of Season Sale. "Look at my new sweater," said Brianne, holding it up for her dad to see. "You should see all the stuff Mom and I got on sale today." Mom sighed. "Yes, but it was such a hassle getting through the crowds at the mall and pawing through the racks of clothes that I wondered at times if it was really worth it. But we did get some really good deals." "Yeah," said Brianne. "It makes you wonder how the stores can afford to sell things at those prices."
"They know what they're doing," Dad assured her. "They're clearing out things that are no longer profitable and making room to restock their shelves with new things people want, things that will make them more money. Right now, they're selling off winter stuff to make room for spring merchandise." He paused for a moment. "I think we could take a lesson from them."
"Like what?" asked Brianne curiously.
"There are things in our lives that we need to clear out from time to time," Dad explained as he reached for his Bible. "Let's read about them for our devotions tonight." He opened his Bible and read a passage from the book of Colossians.
"Hearing those verses makes me regret getting angry and impatient with some of the people in the store today," Mom confessed. "I need to get rid of anger and selfishness from the shelves of my life and make room for patience and humility."
"How much do you suppose we can sell our bad qualities for?" asked Brianne with a mischievous grin.
Dad laughed.
"Forget having a sale and just trash them. Those unprofitable traits don't fit who we are now because Jesus has saved us from sin. Instead of wasting space on them, we can restock our shelves with good things like compassion, kindness, and patience, qualities that fit the new life Jesus gave us when we trusted in him."
"And how much of a profit can we get with our new qualities?" asked Brianne.
"That's the best part," said Dad. "We can give them away for free and they'll still be profitable. When we are kind, gentle, and forgiving with others, we show them God's love and help them see who Jesus is, and he can use those qualities in our lives to draw more people to him."
So how about you? What traits are found on the shelves of your life? Do others see qualities that reflect Jesus and fit the new person he's made you to be? Or do you still have outdated habits from your old life just taking up space? Things like lying, a hot temper, or a desire to get even with someone. Trust God to help you replace old sinful habits with loving qualities that fit your new life with Jesus. Our key verse is found in the letter to the Colossians, chapter 3, verse 12.
"As God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience."
And our key thought today: put on traits that reflect Jesus. Would you like to get the Keys for Kids stories in the mail for free? Just ask your parents to sign up for a free subscription at keysforkids.org/getkeys. That's keysforkids.org/getkeys. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.